Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. Last week was jam-packed with fun activities. On Wednesday, we had our member social at the studio. Many of our producers came in with friends and family to share ideas, eat pizza, and take part in our raffle where one member won a Roku Media streaming device. If you happen to own a Roku, make sure you download the MCTV streaming app, where you can watch shows on demand or tune into our streaming channel. On Friday, the studio was closed while the staff attended the Mass Access Public Media Conference. Mass Access is an organization whose goal is to ensure the future vitality of Massachusetts-based community media centers by developing educational workshops, monitoring legislation, utilizing technology to inform and enhance community media centers, as well as acting as government liaisons to inform supporters across Massachusetts about the current political landscape in regards to media. The keynote speaker, Tom O'Neill, spoke about important legislation regarding public access funding and the value of free speech in America. Vendors were there to show off new technologies, and lecturers spoke on a wide range of topics, such as news and political coverage, sports production, legislative updates, social media marketing, and many more. Overall, the event was a great chance for public access stations to come together, share knowledge, and get on the same page. In sports last week, the only event we covered was baseball, where boys varsity lost to Nauset. You can catch that game on our channel later this week. This week for sports, we have boys varsity lacrosse against Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School. That'll be on Thursday at 4. Boys baseball will play Sandwich on Thursday at 4, and Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School on Friday at 4. Girls varsity outdoor track will have a meet against Dennis Yarmouth on Tuesday at 4. Boys varsity rugby will be playing against Algonquin Regional High School on Friday at 5. Girls varsity softball will play against Falmouth High School on Wednesday at 4. And boys varsity tennis will go up against Dennis Yarmouth on Friday at 4. Now over to the Ventris Memorial Library schedule. On Tuesday and Wednesday, they will be having song time for children up to age 2 at 9:30 in the morning, followed by story time for children ages 2 to 5 at 10:30. Also on Wednesday, the Classic Book Club will be meeting at 4:30. Drop-in crafting will be on Thursday at 1 p.m., followed by Storycraft at 2. Storycraft is a place for kids ages 4 to 6 to listen to stories and make crafts. They are currently full up but have an open waiting list. After that, at 3:30, Lego Club will be meeting. Lego enthusiasts of all ages are invited to come build and be creative. At 5, the Fandom Club will be getting together to talk about their favorite shows, books, bands, and anything else. Get ready for a treat because on Saturday, local cabaret singer Will McMillan will perform the program My Favorite Things, the songs of Oscar Hammerstein. The schedule over at Town Hall this week is as follows. On Tuesday, the school committee meeting, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, and the Marshfield Housing Partnership meeting are all happening at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, the Community Preservation Committee will be meeting at 7. On Thursday, the COA Grounds Committee will be meeting at 10 a.m., and the School Committee Contract Negotiation Subcommittee meeting will happen at 5. At MHS, you can catch the final performances of Footloose at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. That's all for this week's schedule. Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we are always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you are looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support Public Access Television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around town. Now I'd like to leave you with a quote from Mr. Rogers. Knowing that we can be loved exactly as we are gives us all the best opportunity for growing into the healthiest of people. Thanks for listening and have a great week.